Paratips to Mishnah 3. Yotze Dofen ve'esnan u'mechir pasula, says the Tana Kama. An animal which is born by cesarean section, not by normal birth, is not fit to be a paraduma. Neither is an esnan or a mechir. As we've touched on these before, an esnan is a harlot's wage. If the animal was paid over to the harlot for a wage, or it was swapped for it was paid over to someone for a dog. So those are not fit. The animal becomes unfit to be brought as a paraduma, according to the Tanakama. Rebbe Eliezer Maksha, Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. He says it can still be brought as a paraduma. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Lo tavi esnan zonu mechir kelev, beis Hashem elokecha, that you shall not bring a harlot's hire or the mechir of a dog into the house of Hashem, the Lord your God. And says Rebbe Eliezer, Ve'ein zu bo labayis, the paraduma is not offered up in the house of Hashem, it's offered up outside of the temple. Therefore, that pasuk and that prohibition does not apply to the paraduma. Says the Kohati, the halacha follows the sages, that any of these three things, anyway, the animal, the cow, would be unfit to be brought as a paraduma. Not only that, says the Mishnah, Kol ha-mumim ha-poislim b'mukdashim, any blemish that renders the animal unfit. Poislin bapara also invalidates the paraduma. So any blemish that would prevent an animal from being brought up in the temple, that same blemish would prevent the animal from being offered up as a paraduma, as a red heifer. Rachavale, if he rides on the animal, and this is now going into another category that the animal's never allowed to have a yoke on it. We learn out the pasuk and we extend that to broader than just having a yoke on it. So to all of these things, that if he rode on the animal, nishan aleh, or he just even leans on the animal, nisla biznova, or he hangs onto its tail in order to assist him, like to pull him along, or he leans on it in order to support him. Avar bo esanar, or he crosses a river but with the animal, like with the help of the animal. Kipala aleh es hamosera, or he folds the rein. The animal's rein, he folds it on top of it. Nasan talisa aleh, or he puts his cloak on the animal. He doesn't want to carry his cloak, so he spreads his cloak on the animal. Psula, all of these cases, the animal then becomes unfit to be used as a paraduma, and we are extending the prohibition of not placing a yoke on the animal to all of these cases. Aval kashara b'mosera bat, says the Mishnah, if he just fastens it by its rein in order to pull it along with, asa la sandal, or he makes shoes for it, b'shvil shelo techalik, that it doesn't slip, like on the smooth, it doesn't slip. Paras taliso alea mipnei hazvuvim, or he wraps his cloak on it to protect it from flies, kishara. So in all of these cases, the animal is still fit, because zeh haklal, says the Mishnah, this is the principle, kol shu letzorko, anything which is done for the sake of the animal, kishara, the animal remains fit to be offered as a paraduma, letzorech acher, but if it's brought for another purpose, psula, then the animal becomes unfit to be offered up as a paraduma.